Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, me, Craig, and Tom.
Hello!
Yeah, it's not fun when it's not making fun of me, is it? Tom is not with us. We had to pull out of a podcast last week for unforeseen circumstances, but we can.
If only Tom had.
What's that?
Said if only Tom had.
If only Tom had, which would now make sense because rather vulgarly, we've just announced that Tom's had a bloody baby. So Tom was in labour. Do you say that about the husband? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? So he kind of got rushed into all that, and we just thought, well, it was all a bit panicky. So that is why we told you we had a good reason. It's that, quite frighteningly, Tom is now a father.
Yeah, quite questionably.
And one more person in the FPL team, in the FPL league next year.
Oh, yeah. For another person to finish ahead of him.
For little Tommy Wallers, Monaghan, Manahan, Holmes Jr.,
the third,
as we can only presume that he's going to be called. But no, yeah. So bloody well done, Tom. We didn't want to announce it on Twitter because we thought that was a bit crass.
Yeah,
but that's why he's not here, and he therefore forfeits his position in the FPL league, and we all go up a place.
Well, anybody below whatever it is, like 700th.
Well, he's above me. Why am I laughing? But regardless, we will carry on as Ash and Tom do whenever I'm locked out. And to new listeners, you're very late. Granted, it's a bit mental, but welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, where we do promise to talk at least a little bit of football at some point during proceedings, even if not now. But we are still going through the game week as this goes on. It's still Wednesday night action of Norwich, Watford, Sunderland, Everton, and Liverpool, Chelsea. Does anyone care about those games, Ash, fantasy football-wise? Probably not.
Well, yeah, because some people will have bench-boosted and triple-captained.
Yeah, double-triple-captained.
Yeah, or that wasn't Pyatt, I don't know. I guess maybe some people have done Defoe.
That was it, that's what I was waiting for. I bloody did.
Did you?
Yeah, I've captained Defoe.
Oh, I knew it.
We got a lot of people questioning about whether to do it, and obviously earlier on in the season, those of you listening, we famously laughed at someone for saying that they should put Defoe in, and he's been phenomenal and scored 14 goals or something this year. And so I have captained him. He got one against Chelsea.
Yes.
Although Pyatt was an excellent captain's choice. But we will have a quick look through the other results whilst this game week's going on, and people might score points literally as we're talking. But elsewhere... Sorry, mate.
So I nearly brought Defoe this week. I basically got 0 points instead because I could have swapped for a four-point deduction, could have swapped Sturridge for Defoe.
Right.
I had my finger over the trigger for about an hour. I mean, an hour about it.
But you felt sick in your mouth.
Yeah, unlike you guys, I wouldn't betray...
Well, I'm not a West Ham fan.
No, but if you had the opportunity, you'd fill your whole team full of Hibs players, wouldn't you?
Probably, yeah. I'm a bit of a mercenary when it comes to fantasy football. You got to do what you got to do. That's what Don Monaghan said on the pod last week, and who are we to betray him? And that's for new listeners. Listen to last week's episode with Dominic Monaghan. I was tempted just to pretend to be him this week, just to make it sound like we get cool guests every week.
Let me hear your Dominic Monaghan impression then.
You're right, guys. I'm a Manchester United fan and stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe all right. Maybe Tom will do the impressions. He could do something. But yeah, elsewhere, the double game week obviously was a big effect on a lot of teams this week. Norwich, Man U 1-0, and Villa, Newcastle 0-0. Pretty boring FPL-wise. Dream team-wise, Ash, I don't know if you've seen it this week, but it's pretty mental.
I don't know. It's like got some standard players in it.
It's
like,
got some.
Everyone's got Evans, Mwamba.
Yeah, exactly. Mbemba, Evans, King at Leicester, and Boric. Arthur, who knew Boric was still in that squad?
Jesus Christ.
If you had told me Arthur Boric was on the Polish Strictly Come Dancing, I'd have believed you. I didn't know he's been playing 90 minutes for like the last however many weeks.
Who the fuck is Kevin Stewart?
Kevin Stewart's a young Liverpool player.
This is just mental.
I know, exactly. So, no, but it's quite embarrassing that I thought Boric was warming the bench all season. Didn't realise he's been playing solidly for like pretty much every game. Yeah, who knew? It's not as if we're an award-nominated football podcast.
Yeah, but that's what we always say about Bournemouth, though, isn't it? It's like they're good because they score, but I mean, they concede every week as well, so.
Yeah. And also, unless you're a Bournemouth fan, you would like walk past any one of those people and ask them for directions, most of that squad.
Yeah, it's funny actually, because he's looking at his stats. He's been transferred out pretty much every week. Like, you know, you have net transfer.
Yeah.
His has been a minus basically since the first week of the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are a couple of weeks where it's gone up, but essentially it's gone down. Well, that's weird, isn't it? So it started off, and then about 5,000 over the course of a couple of weeks transferred him out.
Right.
And then he conceded, then he got 2 points 1 week, and 15,000 people brought him in.
Just mainly fans of Catholic Church. He's a very religious
fans
man.
Of, like, Polish Strictly Come Dancing, maybe he's mentioned.
And maybe I've done him a disservice. Listen, our friend was having a baby. We were all distracted.
Yeah.
Do you know, just before we talk about for one last bit about Tom, when I messaged him to check he was all right and say, "You okay, Tom?" He said that he was sat, "I'm all right. I'm sat in a chair with a blanket on me eating a sausage roll." And I'm worried he went into accidentally went into a retirement home and just took someone's grandchild. No hospital I've ever been in are they dishing out blankets and sausage rolls. So I'm a bit concerned.
I can imagine, it's the textbook thing, isn't it, where he's there and the nurse has come in and said, "Are you all right?" He's like, "Oh no, I need a blanket and a sausage roll."
And they were going, "I was talking to your wife."
Yeah, exactly.
He's one of them, exactly. I was hoping to pounce on his absence in fantasy football, but he is still above me, and we're going to go through the league a little bit later on. Other good picks this week, Dwight Gale getting 13 points for Palace and Davis of Southampton. But results-wise, obviously, Palace beat Stoke 2-1, Sunderland beat Chelsea 3-2, and your man Defoe that you couldn't bring in.
Ugh.
And Hazard as well turned up in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, what is that about?
And we've had a lot of questions about whether to bring him in. And I think a lot of people jumped on that bandwagon this week, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. He's doing all right. He's still well expensive, though, isn't he?
But that's the thing. Is he really worth the risk of that? I know even if he gets you kind of, "Oh, okay, Hazard got 6 points, that's all right." For the money that you have to spend, then I'm not sure that it's totally worth it. Elsewhere, West Ham got a doing off Swansea.
Nearly crashed my car. I was out during the games. So I went out, I had to go out from between 3 and 5, got back in the car, and I was going to do the thing, you know, you don't listen to the results, you watch Match of the Day.
Right.
I got in and was like, "Oh no, I'll listen to the results came in." I was turning around the corner and it went, "West Ham 1, Swansea 4. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I veered off the road and nearly hit a lamppost.
That's furious. You should have said, if you wanted to smash up lampposts, mate, that was the West Ham game last night. You should have waited for that one. You'd have
it shows
in.
How different our expectations are, because 2 seasons ago, if we'd lost 4-1 to Swansea, I'd have been like, "Oh, obviously we do every week."
Yeah.
But now I'm sort of expecting that we might be able to, that we wouldn't concede 4 goals.
Well, Sam Allardyce's West Ham don't beat Man United 3-2.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night, 2-1 down, do they? I don't think.
Definitely
I think that's
not
the difference.
Yeah.
Your expectations have raised, yeah. Leicester beat Everton 3-1. Vardy getting 2 as well, making that golden boot race very, very tight. Harry Kane's on 25, both Vardy and Aguero on 24. And I've got a bet on Kane, so I'm pretty nervous.
You get £2 back every time he scores?
Yeah. So more than made the money back.
But have you, each of those £2, do you have to re-bet them?
You have to re-bet them to get the money out, yeah. But it's, you know, £50 in free bets, but it's £150 if he stays top scorer.
Wow.
So that
was... Do you get your free bets during the season, or is it all in one thing at the end?
No, you get them every time he scores. It goes into your account like an hour later.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so sometimes you just flip that 2 into like a 10 or something. But I think we tipped that at one of the early podcasts about that deal and said that we actually said Kane was good value at 14-1 or 15-1 and was Benteke. Obviously, Benteke didn't work out, but if you back both of them like I did, or with a housemate going arse, then we did all right.
Yeah.
So Kane was, I think, is 14-1 and we're splitting the difference. And he obviously Kane played against Southampton. Southampton beat Spurs 2-1. Spurs are now one of the least informed teams in the league, and kind of that might even. Please don't let them go behind Arsenal.
What a fuck up!
I mean, no one wants that. I know you like. We all laugh at Spurs on this podcast because Tom's around. But personally, I'd love Arsenal to finish below Spurs.
Yeah.
Just so they realise that isn't a trophy.
Yeah. Well, they've already won their trophy, haven't they? They're super fourth place.
And, well, yeah, that's it. And like they always think, like, "Oh, we did the double this year, fourth place and above Spurs." That's not a double. That's just what you. That's the bare minimum. So I would like them to finish below Spurs, which they should do. Spurs have got Newcastle last game of the season. So you'd hope. I know you'd hope so. And obviously Sunderland are playing Everton as we speak, and it's 0-0. And Norwich are beating Watford 2-1 as we speak in a hell of a game already.
Wow.
And then the other kind of FPL talking point, as we've said before, was lineup guessing has become an absolute nightmare.
Oh, yeah, it's a joke.
Liverpool beat Watford 2-0, and as you've seen, Kevin Stewart's in the dream team for the week, and who's going to have him in there? And it's become very difficult to utilise your bench boost or your all-out attack or your triple captain because you just don't know if they're going to play.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think maybe for next season, doing it earlier, I think maybe using the other two. The triple... game week one, you know, that we when we had the double game week earlier. That was the right time for one of them, but I don't think this one.
Well, that's the problem, this one, because I've bench boosted and in my team I've got, because I couldn't get them all out, all the Liverpool players, because I didn't want to take too many points here, but I've got Milner and Coutinho And they're not playing both of them in both games. So
no.
they're essentially single game week players.
Yeah.
Which is utterly pointless.
It's a bit because most of the people on double game weeks are people, they're having double game weeks because they're left in the cups and then they're resting people for the cups.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's it.
Works against you, yeah.
So I think you're right. The early double game week, and maybe we should have used bench boosts and stuff not on a double game would have been beneficial, because who realistically has got more than 11 anyway?
Yeah, especially earlier in the season where people are playing their strongest teams every week.
Yeah.
You can feel like if you were filling your team with Tottenham and Leicester players earlier, where they had a couple of easy games, there was a couple of weeks where it was like Man City had Villa and Leicester had somebody rubbish, and it was like, oh, you know they're nailed on.
Yeah.
To do well, it's like a really high-scoring week for everybody.
We always hark back to that Aguero 5 versus Newcastle, but it's true. It was an early in the season game. Mahrez was getting the odd hat-trick then. You know, Vardy was... He still is prolific, but he was getting at least one every week. You're right. As it gets later on, injuries start to take their toll. Cups start to come into play, so...
It's because the results are so random. I guess it's been like it all season, but now it seems to be affecting everybody. The results are just so random. You just can't... It's been like it all season, really.
Yeah, it's been a difficult Premier League to bet on.
But now it seems like even you think the teams who've got loads to play for would do well. Like, who was it that played? Sunderland have played Chelsea.
Yeah.
Sunderland have got more to play for and they've come through with the win.
Yeah.
You'd think that would be the case in all those sort of games where Chelsea haven't really done anything all season. Fair enough. But then the other ones, it's like Spurs, you know, drawing those two games. Like they drew West Brom and someone else
to
lose the title.
Drawing games when they still had the title on the line, yeah.
Yeah, like mad.
Yeah, it is quite bizarre. We will have a quick look at the League Four, looking at our teams and where we are. We're going to have a look at the top 10 with just one game week to go. It is ridiculously tight. It's not like last year at all. If you listened last year, then it was all pretty done and dusted in the top few, but not so much this season. In 10th place, we've got Pinky and De Bruyne, who I really hope stay in the top 10 because I like that name. In 9th place, it's Isaac Rover, Bryn Isaac. I think that's a new top 10 member. 8th place is Gunnar Guna. 7th place is Kusmala 11, who was only top like a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
AFC Newfinrock in 6th. The Isle of Nabumbu, Gare Mielder in 5th. 3 at the back, William C. in 4th. I don't recognise that name. Is that a new name?
No, I don't recognise it, yeah.
Lloyd Parker in 3rd. Higher Rafe United FC in 2nd. And Keep Calm and Climb Up in 1st, Mohamed Al-Kaizi. He's at only 6 points ahead. And I was thinking, the other Mielder, he's like around where you are now, I think.
Wow, it's crazy. I wonder how many people joined. It doesn't look like anyone's joined up. No one signed up to join this week, so I don't know if they're all people who've just boosted up.
Maybe, because we don't want any of those like horrible bastards who wait to the last week and just jump in.
Unless you want fame forever.
Yeah, we just slag them off every season. No, they're more than welcome to join, but Tom gets upset, so not too much of that. All still spaceful. Ash, you are in 43rd now.
That's disgraceful.
What's the aim? Just to stay in that top 50 now?
To stay in the top 100 would be good.
Don't play that. Don't give us the mind games.
I was saying a minute ago, I wildcarded. I had to wildcard on that double game week that everybody wanted.
The big one,
because I had 3 red injuries. And then since I wildcarded, I've picked up 6 more red injuries.
Yeah.
It's just totally destroyed me. I can't... Every player I picked just immediately gets injured.
Yeah, so I don't know many people who have done a wild card this year and gone, do you know what? I nailed that.
Yeah.
I think I've nailed that. We've had a lot of tweets of people just basically saying, wild card, load of shit, or double game week, load of shit. The amount of like double game week, what load of shit we had. It was like a lot of angry people. It was ridiculous.
Mine was all right. When I actually, the extra week I double game wild carded was okay. It was on that double game week and everyone else had boosted and stuff. And I got 140 points without using anything. And went up loads of places. So it was all right. But then every player I picked immediately went out and got injured.
Just deliberately.
Sturridge is just like, he's like, now I'm not even playing.
Do you remember the rumour in the middle of the season that Sturridge had found God and refused to play football anymore? That was a phenomenal rumour. That's one of my favourite sports rumours, along with when apparently Frank Bruno wouldn't let anyone talk to him unless they came in the ring in his garden. I don't know if that's true, but it is one of my favourites.
What was the one about Ric Flair buying, was it Villa or something?
Really?
From earlier in the season?
I love that one as well.
There was one, we discussed it. It was like the WWE or whatever they're called, or Ric Flair or somebody was going to... We were talking about it for ages. Well, Tom would know what it was.
I know. The one week we actually talk about the WWE and it's related to football.
It's going to be so
pissed
off.
And Tom's on here, he'll be livid. He'll be livid. I don't know what the rumours. Oh, that's a good tweet question. People should tweet us. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, the best football or sports rumour you've heard. Because the Frank Bruno one, also, I was led to believe that he turned up to Question of Sport thinking he was Frankie the Tory. And that can't be true. But that's the best rumour I ever heard.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
Is that Bruno turned up to Sue Barker and was like, I'm here for the show, and thought he was Frankie the Tory, which can't be true. But it's an excellent rumour. So, email us or tweet us the best sports room you've heard, as well as Ric Flair apparently buying Villa or something. Elsewhere, Tom, we should look at where he is. Tom is in 210th place, down. He got a red arrow on 2,039 points. And I'm in 305th on 1,976. He's out of my reach, to be honest. I'm not going to get him.
How many points? What's the points difference?
I'm on 1,976. He's on 2,039. It's too many.
Oh, it's like 100 points.
Well, it's not. Your maths is terrible. It's like 60 points.
Oh, right.
But I can't make up 60 points. Unless Defoe gets himself 3 goals in the next hour of football, then I can't see it. And I can't see that either. We should say today, not FPL related, but football related, we are rocked by the news that Danny Welbeck is out for 9 months.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, only today. He's out for 9 months, so we'll miss... This isn't all pregnancy-related news, by the way. I'm just bringing up anything. But Danny Welbeck's out for 9 months, so obviously, FPL-wise, a few people had him. He's going to go. But World Cup-wise, he is out. So
does that destroy Tom's team? Because he's picked him as his star triple captain every week.
He has always gone on about, banged on about Welbeck, hasn't he?
I don't know whether he's actually ever picked him. What position is Tom in the league?
Tom, he's 205th, I believe. No, he's not. He is 210th.
210.
Yeah.
Because he's gone on every week about it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has talked a lot about Danny Welbeck. We'll have a look at Tom's team.
So the question is, if we look at his team now, he doesn't have him.
No.
What a liability.
He talks a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That guy. And he's got a secret team, which, you know, can go under his son's name next year. But no, he captained Andy Carroll this week, actually. Who, presumably, Carroll and Defoe will now be there getting their boots ready in case there's another injury. They could be on the plane.
Yeah. Or unless somebody that Wayne really wants met down the pub wants to go.
Who would you take? If you had to take another striker now that wasn't Rooney, Vardy, Kane, Sturridge?
Yeah, I'd take Carroll.
You'd take Carroll. I think although Defoe's obviously like had an excellent season, I don't know if you looked to the bench and Sturridge, Vardy and Defoe were there, you wouldn't bring on Defoe if you needed a goal in 10 minutes because those other guys do what he does. Yes, he's more experienced. But I think with Carroll, you look at there and go, okay, we can... He's good with his feet. He's strong. He's good in the air. Like, it's something different. Yeah. So I think
he's just... you could play Carroll alongside somebody, couldn't
you? Yeah, exactly. I think if you don't have to change your formation, you could just throw him on as well.
Yeah.
So I personally think I'd take him as well as the extra if we needed it.
Yeah.
Just overlook the massive coke problem and we'll be fine. That's fine. He'll be all right. I reckon he's one of those players in Sunday League that plays better when they're half cut.
Anyway, oh, definitely.
Andy Carroll, so he's probably one of those. So that's our league positions with a week to go. I don't know how much he's going to change, to be honest with you. Ash, you're obviously going to try and stay in the top 50.
No, I'm not.
But he's just going to sabotage it. But league leader-wise, it's all to play for. And I wish I could tell you we had an awesome prize, but we will obviously send you a Toblerone as we do everyone who passes through our doors.
Yeah.
We're hounding them on Twitter quite... aggressively.
They have replied, they haven't tweeted us quite a few times.
Yeah, but never really know. I think they must think we're like a couple of school kids, and we are. But if people want to do that for us and sort of hound Toblerone, that'd be great because they've got a blue tick, they've got lots of chocolate, we like it, give it to us and we'll give it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, really. That's the campaign. I've watched a lot of Mad Men and I think that would work. So that's that. As it's only Ash and I, obviously, these are going to be a bit briefer, these parts. But we have been promised by Tom Holmes himself that he's actually recorded a little clip for us that gives us his game week 38 tips.
Potentially.
So, I mean, Christ knows what use that is. I bet it is.
Oh, my God. Stay tuned. It's going to be about Welbeck, isn't it?
Oh, it'd be fucking brilliant. If he's tipped Danny Welbeck, who's out for 9 months and doesn't realise, that'd be amazing.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. But we haven't even heard it yet. So there is a tip coming up just after this with Tom's Game Week 38 tips. And then obviously we're going to go through your tweets and your questions in the second part and have a quick look at Game Week 38 ourselves and decide what we're going to do. And hopefully Tom's tip Welbeck. Don't pick Welbeck. We can only re-emphasise that. No matter how charming and smooth chocolate Tom's voice is, do not put Danny Welbeck in your team. All that's coming up in part two of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hello, ahoy. It's Tom Holmes here, the founder of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, comedian, writer, hero, and father. Oh, what's that, Tom? You're a father? Yeah, mate. Had a bloody kid, mate. Yeah, father now, guys. The wife produced the offspring from her loins the other day, so, yeah, so that's why I'm not here, unfortunately, because he is a handful. He sleeps all day and just goes mental at night. So he is, we're slightly worried he's a vampire. Might be Nosferatu, or Dracula. Trying to think of another famous vampire. Angel from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's one of them, so... So I can't be there, but you know, just bear with Craig and Ash. Obviously it's not as good when I'm not there. You're going to hear the intro, realise I'm not there, and go, I don't want to listen. But do give them a chance, because they're good lads. They try. Unfortunately I'm not here for the penultimate episode this week, or the final episode next week, but I will be sending in my fantastic Dominic Monaghan tribute, aka the Lee Sharp anecdote, for my best mate Dom. Little tribute to him, you know. So I'll be sending that in next week. Until then, I'd just like to give you my little tip for game week 38, the final game week. I think that teams like Newcastle and the ones that are in trouble, I think they might play well. So I don't know if it's worth piling on Spurs players and things like that. But I do think, not just because I am an Arsenal fan, I do think that we're going to smash Villa, because they're down, they've got nothing to play for. So I think maybe Giroud would be a good shout this week. I would have said Welbeck, as I usually do. I always give Welbeck as a tip and then never put him in. But he's, I've just said, he's out for 9 months now. So maybe he's pregnant too. I don't know. Coincidence, isn't it? Really weird. So that would be it. I think if you haven't got Sanchez, stick him in. Or Giroud or someone like that. So I think that's the standout fixture for me. And I think that's probably it, guys. Nothing else I can think of there. That was Tommy's tip for the seat. That Tommy's tip. I should have done a jingle for that, shouldn't I? Tommy's tip. Tommy's tip. Tommy's tip. Ooh, just put the tip in. Oh, just put the tip in. Hashtag just put the tip in. Let's get that trending worldwide on Twitter. Hashtag just put the tip in. Brilliant. Cheers. So I can't be there, but thanks very much for listening. And you will be hearing that fantastic Lee Sharp anecdote next week, dedicated to my mate Dom. I think that's it. I can't believe I called my son a vampire. I'm having to sort of whisper this because he's asleep in the next room, so he's going to be furious if he hears that. Thanks very much, and God bless.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig and Ash, but without Tom, but kind of with Tom, because we've just heard his frankly mental clip that he said. It went on, didn't it?
He's just like, I would have put any money that he would have bet Welbeck.
Yeah, Ash and I in that first part hadn't heard that clip yet. We listened to it basically along with you, kind of, and we were right. He was going to pick Welbeck.
100%.
And then went with Giroud anyway, who he's also banged on about all season. So literally no surprises, except for the fact that he's calling his son a vampire. But yeah, all a bit. And then we have both made the same bad 9 months joke about Welbeck. So
it was like he tried to push it away from the fact that he's an Arsenal fan. So nothing to do with the fact that I'm an Arsenal fan. But I think you should pick anybody who plays for Arsenal.
But then named Arsenal players who have been pretty disappointing this season for points. Due to whether it's their fault or not. And his points actually about teams with things to play for with Newcastle might not be irrelevant, because Sunderland, as you will know by listening to this, if they do win, are 2-0 up against Everton. So unless something happens there, then if the situation stays as it is, then you can't really see any point in picking any Newcastle players, can you?
No.
Or not loading up on Spurs players. I still think Kane, Vardy and Aguero will all want that golden boot.
That's true.
I think that'll mean a lot to them. So they're going to be playing 90 minutes to get that, I think, personally. Unless, of course, by the time this podcast goes out, Everton win 3-2. All this is nonsense, and it's all to play for, but still, we'll see.
Well, don't worry, it's going to be nonsense regardless.
That's true. It is always going to be nonsense. I don't know about hashtag just put the tip in, as Tom's request. I'm not sure that'll work.
I'm getting it tattooed on my face tomorrow.
Just put the tip in. That's a dangerous thing if you ever go to prison to have on your face. So I don't know. I don't know if I advise that. But another thing that Tom normally does ever so well is read through your tweets in a little section, which I'm probably going to have to do now, aren't I? Called Tweets for My Tweet. Yeah, so it's not quite the same with that, Tom, but I thought I'd give it a bloody good English go. You've had a lot of your tweets, mainly a lot of them just slagging off FPL as if it's something like some sort of woman that's cheated on you. A lot of people quite angry about what's gone on. But there has been some good ones. Dave Matteo, who is one of our Australian listeners, asked, how do I rub it in my friends' faces that I won our mini league? I'm thinking of T-shirts of me with a crown on.
I think unless you read that again in your famous Australian accent.
Oh, good point. Okay.
I'm boycotting the rest of the show.
Okay. But you'll answer it if I go for it. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You're right, mate. How do I rub it in my friends' faces that I won our mini league? I'm thinking of T-shirts of me with a crown on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But I think you'd be better off getting a tattoo on your face.
Again, with just the tip in.
No, a tattoo of a crown. Shave your hair and just get a permanent crown tattoo.
I think go really classy and invite them all round. Invite them all around for like just a nice cup of tea. Don't even mention it. Just be like, listen, it's been a lovely season. I wanted to, you know, let's all have a drink and lay it all out and lay them out the food and make them all a nice meal. And then once they finish their meal, on the plates underneath is the picture of you as champion.
Oh.
After they finish the meal.
Yeah. Laminate a card and put it in the bottom of their drink.
Yeah, that. That way you don't have to cook a meal. Forget the meal. Go with the drink.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier. You bastard. Hazard has scored for Chelsea as well.
Yeah, we were just saying that he was definitely the person to bring in.
We were always saying that. And we actually said he was excellent value for money.
Yeah.
I think we did say that.
I think so.
That he is good.
Well, we did say, we definitely said that before the season started, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. That's true. Yeah. So either way, we've covered ourselves so that we're right. That's basically what we should all take away from this. We had another question about our FA Cup final meetup. I'm saying, will there be a live version of Neil versus Real at the FA Cup final meetup?
Oh, there will be now.
Yeah. Oh, we shouldn't have said that.
Ah, shit. Well, because it's as well, you two idiots have robbed me of my chance of doing any more quizzes.
I know. We're going to have to do maybe one where Tom records his answers by phone.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But basically, the FA Cup final meetup, for those of you who didn't listen last year, then it's 21st. At the Maple Leaf Bar in Covent Garden. We meet up, have a little area booked off for the gaffer tapes, under the gaffer tapes, for the FA Cup final. Usually people have a few drinks, bet on things like how many corners, streakers, cards, throw-ins there's going to be. And then we are going on this year to one of our listeners, Chuck Bailey, Pimp Shui, a bar in Clerkenwell, which is a very cool retro arcade kung fu themed bar. And we're going to go there for a bit of a happy hour. So please do come on down, bring your friends. If you want someone to watch the cup final, then come and have a drink with me, Ash, hopefully Tom, at the FA Cup final meetup. It was good last year, wasn't it, Ash?
It was really good. There was loads of people there. And you just reminded me, I made such a convoluted bet on the FA Cup final. I didn't realise I'd won it till we started again this season.
Yeah, that's right. You hadn't even logged into your betting account.
Words, stuff. It's going to be good.
And Neil versus Real live, apparently.
Neil versus Real live. And last year, we watched the German Cup final as well.
We did, actually. Yeah, the German Cup final was on right after. We had a couple of German friends and listeners.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of German listeners this year as well, actually. So, a question for you, Ash, that you won't like. Best differential for the last game week to try and get first place in a less superior mini league?
Wow.
I know how you feel about differentials. Maybe he's a new listener. Go easy on him.
So
that's from Dan Thompson, by the way. Dan Thompson 7.
Dan Thompson.
I don't know if that's a squad number or an age or I don't know.
So it's a worse league, say all are.
Yeah.
So a differential pick.
It's difficult to get something different at this stage of the season, isn't it?
Yeah. So who's no one going to have picked? It's just so difficult because everyone's so shit.
everyone's so shit.
Yeah, like there's nobody good. They're all going to rest. So Liverpool players are all out.
We're really inspiring the troops.
Could go for...
Don't say Giroud, for the love of God.
Is he after a striker, or what did he say?
Just any really. Something maybe a bit different that other people won't have gone for.
I think still Sigurdsson's probably quite lowly picked. And they've got Man City, so definitely no one's going to think...
Well, and they've also suddenly started banging in goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Sigurdsson, yeah, he's probably not too bad.
No, maybe someone from... Could you be someone from Villa? No.
I mean, I think a lot of people will be bringing in Dwight Gayle now. But he, yeah. I'm not sure it's entirely that sensible, because obviously Southampton are no mugs. But someone else tweeted, actually, we might as well merge the tweets, and was suggesting who to bring in, and they said maybe Shane Long.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Shane Long's quite a strong differential shout.
Yeah, definitely. People have been quite big on him. The anybody from Southampton, actually, really, apart from Van Dijk, probably isn't going to be massively...
No, because everyone has him. Well, Stephen Davis got two goals last week, and that would have been a hell of a differential pick. But yeah, so I think Shane Long, we didn't come up with it, one of our listeners, but I think Shane Long's a good shout. I think he'll play. Palace seems to be being rested, whether that's for a move or for, I don't know, for fitness. But so I think that's quite a good shout. We had a tweet from Nikki Sawalot saying, "Turns out my sister's boyfriend was a fellow Gaffer Tapes listener. That'll make situations a lot less awkward or more." I think that's mental. I've never met anyone who's actually... Have you met another listener just bumping into them? I haven't.
No, but I do know that in the first, during the World Cup, the very first
really
World
early
Cup
days,
ones,
yeah,
we had a guest on called Harvey Deeks.
Right.
Who was on here. And I know about a year later, he was on holiday.
Yeah.
Somewhere mental. Like, I don't know, somewhere like the UAE or something.
Right.
And he was speaking to somebody in a hotel and they mentioned it to him.
That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want that to happen to me so I can go, yeah, I bloody do. Bloody do know that. And I'll go, do you know the best one on there? And they'll go, well, Ash. And I'll go, no, the second best. And they'll go, Tom. And I'll go, listen, mate, fuck off. All right, if you don't like the podcast.
Yeah. Guaranteed, if it ever happens, it'll be someone that'll be like, oh, mate, yeah, do you do fantasy football? Yeah, what about you? Yeah, I do. Have you had that podcast, the Gaffer Tapes? Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about fantasy football.
Yeah,
that
those dickheads.
Bullshit.
They don't give any good tips out. And all they do is bang on about some celebrity they got on once. Like, they know him. They're not even friends.
Bang on about fucking toe blurring all day.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that, I thought that was quite cool if anyone's ever met. I don't know. I'd like to know more of those stories. If anyone's
met thingy,
anyone.
Shabsy.
Sabs, we did have Sabs. One of our South African listeners knew. No, but they already knew each other. What I mean is people meeting going, I listen to this podcast that's just called The Gaffer Tapes. The other one goes, I know The Gaffer Tapes. I find that mental.
But those two people did know each other.
They already knew each other, just didn't know they both listened, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Nikki Sawalot, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It was his sister's boyfriend. That's very true, actually.
I mean, it would be mental if you were walking down the street and someone you didn't know at all stopped you and was like, hold on a minute, you look like somebody who listens to Fantasy Football Podcast.
That would be a bit mental.
You could just keep doing it. You could just go, eventually you're going to hit a listener.
Oh, we have actually had just a tweet during the Chelsea-Liverpool game of a very smug tweet from Darth Oscar, footy from afar. Hazard just scored his fourth goal in his last four games, looks back to his old self, but that's none of my business, with a frog and a drink, which obviously we all know is that really antagonising Kermit meme.
What?
You must have seen the one where there's like Kermit sipping an iced tea and it's like, but that's none of my business.
Oh, I see.
It's basically
yeah.
Someone saying, I got it right. But then this is a guy who's been banging on about Hazard all season. So if you've had him on all season, you're still wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Unless it was us. You were right at the start of the season to pick him. Then you were right to drop him.
Yeah.
And then right to not pick him again.
I don't know how long we can get away with that.
Yeah.
Just continually saying right. And then we had quite a few tweets about Wallers. Because Wallers played in that last game with Huth out suspended. So finally got off minus scores.
Is he Polish?
Wallers.
Do we not know?
I don't actually know.
Because I was... out the other day at a cocktail bar, as I would be.
Of course.
And the guy behind the bar was Polish, and we're chatting about football. And then I said, oh, so what, do you follow a Premiership team? And he said, oh, no. And we were talking about how there's not really any Polish, but now Podolski's gone. A lot of Polish people that I knew supported Arsenal, just because that was like a little bit of a connection. And we was talking about Bayern Munich and stuff. And then he went, yeah, so I don't really follow any really in the Premiership. Apart from there's only one really good Polish player.
Right.
And I was like, and he was like, yeah, you'd have never heard of him. He plays all the time. Walaszewski, whatever his name is?
Wazalewski, yeah.
Wazalewski. And I was like, what? He's like our all-time hero. He's like the mascot.
Hey, that guy just got a Premier League winner's medal. Tom spotted that potential a long time ago.
Exactly. Yeah, for a whole season he's been backing him. I think Tom really gave Leicester the confidence they needed to go
possibly
on and perform. Yeah.
Possibly. Like, or
their talisman.
Yeah, and then they dropped Wasilewski and then won the league.
Coincidence.
That seems to be how it's happened in that order. But we got quite a few tweets about Wallers because he's a bit of a cult hero at the Gaffer Tapes. And then Tom did his usual thing where he was probably sat in a maternity ward making polls about what cereal people liked from the 90s.
Yeah.
I wish that was a lie, but that's genuinely what it was, because he started talking about banana bongos or something and all sorts of different cereals. And amazingly, people get involved, but he bloody loves a poll. So mainly that was the tweets we had. But we do look forward to your Game Week 38 tweets, because no doubt they'll all be about how much you all hate FPL, and then we'll see you all again at some point next season. You'll love it. But do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes.
I've got a question, a tweet of my own.
Right.
So West Ham got linked with Tekkers. Brilliant, obviously.
Benteke, yeah.
And Walcott.
Yeah, I saw the Walcott one. That's not happening, is it?
What do you reckon?
I don't know. A lot of people will trot out the old, going to be playing at a big pitch, big stadium, you know, big some pace out there. But I don't know. I still think for Benteke, you're still going to have to pay £20 to £25 million. Because yeah. Liverpool aren't going to take that loss on him any lower than that. I don't know. Do you really want... it's difficult, isn't it? It depends who you keep as well.
Yeah, that's true. It depends what you do with them. Because Benteke and Carroll, I think, first of all, together, they would be really good, but probably more likely to just play one of them.
Yeah.
But they're both so injury-prone. It's perfect. You can just rotate them.
It's a lot of money, though, isn't it? It depends. If you lose Payet, then the fans are going to want a big signing. So it's going to have to be something special to keep them happy.
I don't think we couldn't replace Payet.
No, you can't.
We wouldn't be able to afford to. So.
You can't replace Payet. It's kind of, he was a very astute signing. It's difficult to go out there and get the same thing again.
Yeah, we've been linked to another guy, a striker from Marseille, for about 30 million.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how, if somebody from the Dutch league, do you remember Alfonso Alves?
Yeah, Middlesbrough striker.
He scored 7 goals in one game.
Yeah, for Heerenveen.
Yeah, and then scored 7 goals in about 5 years.
Yeah.
For Middlesbrough. Every time someone's linked from Holland, it's like, oh, they scored 90 goals this season for whoever, Willem Twee. But then every time someone gets linked from the French league, they're like, oh, he's amazing. He scored 4 goals last season.
Well, the French league seems to be quite popular, doesn't it, with a lot of managers? There must be some value they can find there. Because obviously, Mahrez was playing in the French second division as well. I don't know. Everyone's trying to find the next Suarez in Holland, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's it. But then, you know, you end up with Dirk Kuyt. But nothing wrong with Dirk Kuyt. Very good player, but you know, it's not quite the same. But tweet us for Game Week 38 at the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Because obviously we want to hear all of how you got on for your final leagues. If you won your mini league, how you're going to rub it in their face, if it's going to be some sort of Red Wedding style celebration, hopefully not.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Well, just going out, just at a wedding, just massacring family. Yeah. Oh, God, that is a spoiler and a half. Shouldn't have done that.
If whoever wins the Gaffer Tapes League comes to the...
Oh, God, yeah.
Comes to the final, I promise that Craig will buy you a pint.
I will. I actually will. If there's anyone in the top 10 comes, I'll buy them a pint.
That is a lie.
It's not a lie. I just know that at least 3 of them are based in Dubai, and so they're not gonna come over. We've got a lot of foreign listeners. We'll be okay. But there'll be a Toblerone waiting for you.
You're
in the top 10. There won't be a Toblerone. You're right. Not until Toblerone get back in touch and give us some Toblerones. But please do come to the FA Cup final meetup, 21st of May, the Maple Leaf, anytime from about 4 o'clock. We'll be there. Ash will be the one drinking a Pernod and Lucozade. And you can come along, say the Gaffer Tapes. They'll take you to our table. It's making it sound like a brothel. And it'll be great. But it'll be a good time. And we'll have a few drinks, the FA Cup final, and get ready for next season. But it's about us for this week, isn't it, Ash?
Yeah, off to the after brothel party, I guess.
After brothel party at Pimp Shui for some retro arcade games. You're excited about that.
Yeah.
You're excited about playing some old school Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it's like the, for some reason, the mini league between me, you and Tom just hasn't been that exciting this year. I don't know why.
Yeah, because the 200 places between each of us. It's ridiculous.
This is what happened last year, where it was like super close and then you pipped me by 3 points. So.
I definitely won't do that this year.
Oh, wow. What if you do?
This is like a Formula One race with just 3 cars all miles apart, like a third of the track round, just boring.
Yeah.
Formula One's boring anyway for me. But anyway, and I would. This is normally where I'd say join the league on this pin. Two reasons I won't. One, Tom's the one who remembers the pin. And two, we don't really want you joining the league now. You've had your chance. Don't ruin it for everyone else and Pip in at first place. But next year, the league will be bigger and better. Hopefully a couple of thousand in the league next year. And we will be updating the blog over the summer as there won't be any FPL for us. But that's about all we've got time for. So it's goodbye from Tom. Next week, he's going to give us that famous Lee Sharp anecdote. And it's goodbye from us. Any final words, Ash?
Pick triple captain. If you've not used any of your chips left, you want to go up like a boss and triple captain Welbeck last week.
There you go. Triple captain Welbeck. You heard it here first. So thank you very much for listening to the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be back next week. Thanks and goodbye.
Don't up, mate.